Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Liss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Arlen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bonson. Smith moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. There goes Muser trying to get to third. Gamble throws the ball into Liss, who tags Muser for the out. May moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Muser reaches second base with a double. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Muser moves to third. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Muser scores. May scores. Melton moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards third. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing is walked intentionally. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hairston scores. Downing moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Horta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laron Lee pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Liss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Laron Lee now playing right field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Horta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw catches it and throws to home to double up Kelly, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Liss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Smith reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. George Hendrick pinch hits for Laron Lee. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forster, and towards Dent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Duffy moves to third. Cardi moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. John Lowenstein now playing second base. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly bunts towards third. Liss fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.